Well, the pandemic was a bust for weddings and for wedding caterers, but this year business is back and booming and with a burst of imagination. Reporter John Kalish introduces us to caterers who cook on open fire in front of wedding guests.
Forget wedding catering done with stainless steel serving trays heated by propane burners. This is thousands of pounds of custom-made cast iron cookware, some of which has a definite steampunk style to it.
It takes a lot longer to master. It's kind of fun to deep fry in oil that you have absolutely no idea how hot it is.
That's sous chef Forrest Hansen, who cooks for a Vermont company called Hindquarter Catering. Some of that deep frying, by the way, is done in giant woks made from plow discs. Down in western Massachusetts, a catering company called Heirloom Fire has also mastered the art of cooking outdoors on an open wood fire.
That's what I love about the open fire, is that there is no preheat to 350. You know, you have to manipulate the fire. You're not really controlling the fire. You're almost dancing with it. If you're working with it, you want to befriend it. You can't master it. It's definitely your master.
That's James Gopp, Heirloom Fire chef and founder. His company boasts some decidedly retro cooking technology, including a clockwork spit roast, which can turn a 100-pound leg of beef. The contraption has a hand crank, a chain, and four cement balls hanging from an old mariner's hook. It works on the same principle as the pendulum in a grandfather clock. Crank it up and the beef will turn on the spit for 8 minutes.
It's a massive crowd pleaser. It's definitely the piece that gets the most attention. I'll show people and let them crank it up.
Back in Vermont, Hindquarter Catering deploys an outdoor oven called an Infernillo, used by the gauchos in Argentina. Hindquarter has been known to cook pork bellies with a thick soled crust in an Infernillo for hours and hours. Hindquarter's founder Luke Stone says he loves cooking outdoors and not being cooped up in a kitchen.
Most caterers are kind of hidden under a white tent somewhere, and nobody really knows where the food's coming from. We kind of just cook everything in front of you.
In addition to the vegetables, seafood, and pizza Hindquarter cooks, wedding guests eat up the spectacle of Hindquarter's outdoor cooking, says Jordan Von Trapp of the Bliss Ridge Wedding Venue in Moortown, Vermont.
It's a show, really, and they are totally fine with it. Some chefs, I think, would not be okay with having guests watch their every move. But these guys are totally laid back. And they explain things if people want to know.
Guests often ask where they can buy that custom cast iron cookware. Chef Luke Stone says they're also curious about another aspect of the operation.
Everybody wants to know what kind of wood we use.
We mostly use pressure treated and construction scraps.
Gardner Waldeyer is joking, of course. Waldeyer has commuted from Maine to Vermont for several years to cook for Hindquarter on weekends. He's found the work both exhausting and exhilarating.
I kind of equate it to a band on tour, and not only are we the band, but we're the roadies. Moving thousands of pounds of cast iron into a dual-axle trailer behind a one-ton dump truck that has a half a cord of split firewood in the rain, in the dark.
Hindquarter staff is not always treated like rock stars, though. In fact, sometimes wedding guests are startled by the sight of an entire four-legged creature roasting over the fire. Again, sous chef Forrest Hansen.
People don't see the face of the animal that they are eating, or the whole body itself. They'll see a cut of the meat. So people walk by and see, you know, there's a snout and eyes on this pig that's spinning, and they get a little taken aback by it.
One of the challenges for open-fire cooks is securing a reliable supply of local firewood, a burden necessitated by laws restricting the transport of firewood over state and even county lines. At Hindquarter Catering in Vermont, they go through 20 cords of wood each wedding season and split all of it themselves. For Here and Now, I'm John Kalish.